I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio.
Hey guys, it's on. You guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Neighborhood Radio?
Oh, I love Neighborhood Radio.
Hey, where's my neighbor's at?
Oh my god. Have you heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Are there any neighbors out here?
Hey, is that Neighborhood Radio?
This is Barbara.
Hey, come here. Check out Neighborhood Radio.
Have you heard Neighborhood Radio?
All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of Neighborhood Radio featuring Southern Jim. Bum, 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 bum.
Where do
music.
Do I have to talk into anything specific here, Michael? I'm just a little confused. Like, do I have a microphone I have to look into?
No, that's the thing I put on your shirt there. So that'll record all your audio.
Okay. Yeah. My apologies.
And the little song and dance there was like the intro music.
I'm sorry. Do you want to record it? Do you want to start over? I didn't mean to step on your toes or anything.
No, I can edit it. It's all good. You know, I'll probably keep this in. It's organic. Like, that's the thing. Is like, I just really want to document the neighborhood. You guys are all so interesting, and you have a tarantula farm you're going to show me today.
Yes, I've been running this tarantula farm for about, I'd say about 12 years now. 12 years.
Wow, that's incredible. How long do tarantulas typically live for?
About, I'd say like 8 or 9 years, probably, give or take. Well, you know, if you keep them domestically. Now in the wild, they probably live about 4 years.
Oh, right. Yeah. Now, why is that? Is there just like a lot of natural predators?
Lots of natural predators. You got the owls, you got the hawks. Surprisingly, not many know this, mice and rats, they will go after the tarantulas, and they will fight them, and if they win, they will eat them.
Wow. That sounds intense.
Very.
So why... I don't know if you want to jump right into it. First of all, how are you doing? How are you doing? So then, Jim.
You know, I woke up so grateful for another morning that I get to spend in this neighborhood with Robert in my own skin. I felt very good this morning. I did my morning meditation, my morning yoga, drink my morning lemonade, and I'm here. I'm ready.
I love that.
Thank
you. Such an inspiration.
Oh, stop it. I'm not. Stop it.
Yeah, so, I mean,
well,
pretty cool.
Thank you.
Anyway, so like, why? I guess why tarantulas? I feel like people usually are kind of intimidated by them.
Exactly, and that's why I wanted to start a tarantula farm. A lot of people look at tarantulas and they see nothing but scariness. They get scared. They get anxious, intimidated. And I said no. None of these creatures on Earth, you should never feel scared by any natural creatures in this Earth.
I'm sorry for interrupting. What about like an alligator?
You know, I think just keep your distance. Just stay away from them. But they are on this Earth. They are Earth's creatures. And they deserve respect and they deserve love.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Get that.
And so, you know, I wanted to...
Get off.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Clara. Jim, why do you have... What's up with this raccoon infestation in your yard? What is this?
Well, you know, there's a mixture of raccoons. There's a mixture of some feral cats. You know, I feed them all the same.
Is that a pair of stoats over there? I thought they were only native to England.
Hi, Michael.
Jeez. Yeah, look at those two stoats. It's hopping around. They're very cute. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Southern Jim. I didn't realize you were having an owl issue over there.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm trying to... There's an owl climbing my curtains over there, and I'm just always...
Yeah, it's
like
weird
climbing.
That it's not flying.
He's not...
it's just climbing the curtain.
Yeah, his name is Two-Eyed Buck.
Because
he's got two eyes. Yeah.
Two-Eyed, yeah. So you call it a... I'm sorry, you call it a tarantula farm, but there's a wide array. It's more like a zoo. There's a lot of different animals here.
You know, all creatures are welcome in Southern Jim's backyard.
Huh.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So what were you saying about tarantulas?
Tarantulas have 50 eyes, 8 legs,
Okay.
They shed their skin. They molt. It's what you call molt. You know, they like eating bugs. They'll eat little tiny baby mice. But I don't like to feed them baby mice because I happen to like mice as an animal. So I you know, I try not to feed them that. But they like the crickets. They like the little bugs, the flies. You know,
so will I have to be feeding them crickets?
Yes,
is that...
yes, you will have all to. Right. They gotta eat just like you, Miss Clara. They got their little tummies rumbled just like you, Miss Clara.
All right. Well, can I feed them sushi maybe or some rice cakes? Is that?
I dare you to find a good sushi restaurant in this town because me and Robert have yet to find a good sushi place.
Oh, you just gotta find Geralt on a good day. He'll just whip it up for you, but you gotta pay him gold-plated diamonds. He's expensive.
Or Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
He does love his Twizzlers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He does. What? He's got a real habit there.
Yeah. But Twizzler. He's got a Twizzler.
Don't we
addiction.
All, we
gotta...
though?
Mm-hmm. They're good. Good candy. Claire, are you working here?
You know, it's my first day. I'm still very hesitant about QVC, so... here I am, just trying to make a little extra cash, you know, trying to bring it home to Derek and the kids, you know. Gorgeous Pete's not going to have perfect hair forever.
I feel like he will, though.
He probably will.
It's, yeah.
It's the Brad Pitt of the neighborhood. I know it. We all
really
know it.
Really is.
Oh, he sure
really
is.
So Southern Jim, mm-hmm. something we haven't talked about yet is how much will I get paid? Is it $100 an hour? Is that fair?
Oh, Miss Clara, don't you? I wish that I was making that much money. I would buy a mansion for us all to live in if that was the case. No. Unfortunately, it pays about, you know, I want to pay you at least minimum wage since that's ethical to me. So I'm going to pay you $15 an hour. For about 4 hours, three times a week, you know. And so what you're going to be doing is you're going to help me collect the molting skin, because I do sell those. I did make an Only's fan online in which I post pictures of the molting skin, and then I sell them. You wouldn't believe people would buy anything on the internet these days.
Mm-hmm. Do they, like, wear that or something? What do people do with it?
I am not sure what they do. And that's really none of my business, but I do sell the molting skin. And when my beautiful babies pass away, I like to also sell their bodies. And you know, I know that might sound unethical, but you know, I do have to pay for the farm too. I do need to make a little bit of a profit. It costs a lot of money to get these crickets bustled in.
Is that for okay? So I'm picking up, you know, being here, something about it makes
Miss Clara,
so good.
You sound just like molasses. Well, she's inside whipping up some lemonade for you guys. So she'll be out here, some scones and some lemonade in a little bit, Miss Molasses.
That's great.
You know, you so guys nice. Met my niece, right?
Yeah, she terrifies me, but in a fun way.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. You want to ask her on a date, Michael?
Oh, Michael.
Oh, I'm not sure. That's something you should ask her. But I'm just saying that she is single. She's a single little Pringle. I always tell her.
So cute.
She went to jail for something, right?
Hey, we've all been to jail, Michael. You can't judge somebody because of that.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah, we've all been to jail.
So then, Jim, you've been to jail?
I've been to jail. Mm-hmm.
Claire, have you been to jail?
Yep.
Oh.
Seems like you're the only one who hasn't.
Yeah, I haven't been. I guess I'm the weird one. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen a jail. I used to go sledding in front of it, old jail.
Hannah, she told me recently you sent someone to jail. That's kind of cool.
That's true.
She told me your deepest, darkest secret. Now I said it out loud. I forgot. That was probably supposed
to
be between girls.
Yeah, just tossing that information around.
Well, you know what happens. Lemonade here. Hey, everybody. I didn't expect to see you guys here today. No, I'm just kidding. I prepared y'all some lemonade.
Oh, hi, Molasses.
Hey.
Hey, nice, Molasses.
Nice to see y'all. So I have some nice homemade lemonade. It's made with all honey, organic lemons, you know, all that Southern Jim has in his kitchen.
Hmm. It's okay, cool. Michael. If you need something, I brought a little nips of vodka. We can just slip that in.
Oh, I got a lot of alcohol. You want some gin? I got bourbon, rum, vodka, double vodka, extra strong bourbon, tequila. What you guys think?
Extra strong bourbon, huh?
I'll take some double vodka.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Michael, what would you like?
Can we get the double vodka in the lemonade?
Yeah. So you guys just want the double vodka?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Some DV, thank you.
Oh, she's a character, ain't she?
She is.
Oh, she is. So, Miss Claire, I am going to need you to pick up all the tarantula poop.
All right. Is there a big vacuum or something I can do that? How do you?
I put these gloves right here. I'm going to hand them to you.
All right.
I put those on and I just get right in there in their tank and I pick them up with my hand and then I compost them in the back. You know, me and Robert were big composters. We compost them in the backyard and we're going to make soil out of them and garden in the spring.
All right. And if I have a letter from my doctor saying that I can't touch spider poop, is that I've got a couple letters with me. Maybe I should just go ahead and read through them. So one, I cannot touch spider poop. Two, I can't work up a sweat. And medically working up a sweat is about 3 drops of sweat per hour. I can't, let's see, oh, his handwriting's so bad. It looks like this one says, I can't try too hard, you know, just
you can't
if
what?
You ask too much of me, just try too hard. I just can't try too hard. Mm-hmm. And also this last one, I can't, it almost looks like it says I can't work here, but I'm sure that's not right. It just says, just be gentle.
Hold on, can I see that real quick?
Yeah, here you go. Yeah.
It says don't twerk there.
No twerk.
I did pull my back.
Be twerking here. Twerking. Oh my god, I said twerking. I meant twerking. I'm sorry. I've had a couple shots of double vodka already. So here you go, sugars. I'm just gonna pour this into your lemonades here. Oh. All right.
Thank you, molasses.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take a swig out of the bottom myself. Woo! This ain't my first shot today.
Oh, my Ooh. Gosh.
Wow. Crazy how the double vodka just kind of overtakes it.
It does.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah. Well, I do want to say thank you so much for giving me an opportunity. I'm just afraid that maybe, you know, I could... I don't know how this is going to work. I'm so... You know what? What am I doing here? I need a job. Mm-hmm. We're going to lose the house. Might lose some kids in the process. I'm not sure. Child services is just talking about it. Because if we're going to be homeless, you know, it's going to be a really big problem for me. Maybe not Derek, but at least for me. And, you know, I need to get my act together. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to bring this to the table.
Sounds like you're having a little bit of a mental breakdown, sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that.
Here, take another shot. Take another shot.
Thank you.
Sounds glug, like you glug, need glug. It.
Thank you.
Especially if you that got kids. Yikes. Oh,
too many.
How many kids you
too
got?
Too many. I don't know. Honestly, pick a number. I got at least 5. I think I'm pregnant right now. Now that I think of it, I should probably slow down in the double vodka.
Okay.
but they just, you know, who's? I'm not a mathematician. I can't predict this number. I live in a big house.
Digits,
that's all
right?
I know. Yeah,
it's
sure.
Double digits?
I don't know. Sure. Why not? All right.
That's fair. I'm sorry. This double vodka hit.
Yeah, it does. It hits you. Are you seeing double?
I think I am. Ooh. Like, if Claire's kids were here, they would be triple digits.
Oh, damn.
Maybe. Oh, I'm not sure. You know, I've got a pretty high tolerance. I've been through a lot. So, Michael, I hope you're okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, was that you that just did that echo thing, or was that?
Echo.
Oh, no.
Well.
Oh, God.
Well, listen, Michael, why don't you sit down? And Clara, I'm sorry. I hate to give you the tough love, but I'm going to need you to clean up the tarantula poop, or else you ain't going to be able to work here.
All right. No, you're right. I'm going to be able to do it. I'm a tough girl. I've been through stuff before. I've actually sifted through catacombs before. So I can do this. I've just got to get my head in the game. Thank you for the gloves. Catacombs. I'm going to go right in.
All right.
Here we go.
Excuse me, Southern Jim. It's Barbara here. Hey, can I come in?
Oh, God. Oh. Barbara's here.
Oh, yep.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, you can come right. We're in the backyard. You can come right through, Barbara.
Michael, get up off the floor, off the ground, please.
I'm sorry. I can hear the tarantulas talking to me. What's that?
What are they saying?
I think it's Barbara's dogs coming through the house. They're coming in the backyard.
Oh, oh my God.
Oh, gee. I don't know what I did.
I can understand the tarantula speak. What's that little guy?
What are we just having a potty back here that I wasn't invited to? Okay.
Hi, Barbara.
I'm starting to understand things. All right. We're having get-togethers back here, and Barbara's not invited because Barbara's some crazy lady, huh? Is that what you guys are thinking?
No, down under.
Nobody was speaking to you, Michael. Jesus
okay,
Christ,
I'm just gonna
you
lay
look
down
like you
again.
Were shot with a shovel.
Barbara, you've got to be a little calm with Michael right now. He's had a little bit too much double vodka. He clearly can't really handle it, and he thinks the spiders are talking to him. So I thank you for coming here. Your dogs are all over that man's body, just licking him.
All right, down, dogs. What do you want me to do? You want me to leave him at home or something? I mean, what am I supposed to do?
No.
Taking him for a walk
leash
right
them?
Now.
Okay.
I don't
well,
want
just
to
having...
leash them.
Okay. Barbara, a bunch of pit bulls in a tarantula park is like maybe not the best. I'm just going to say it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm going to have to, you know, I
hate
Mariah
to get
Carey
in the
middle
just
of this
ate
conflict.
One.
Okay, I've just gotten very chaotic. Whose ass am I going to have to kick right now? You cannot have your dogs back here jumping up and eating Southern Jim's tarantulas right now? Barbara.
Okay, molasses.
This is about to go down. What?
Molasses, what? Please. Please.
What?
We can't afford you. The tarantula farm needs you right now. We can't afford you to go to jail again. Please. Michael, do something.
Molasses.
Yeah?
Would you go to the Good Chili's with me?
I'm not really sure what the good Chili's is, sugar.
It's the one. I think it's the one on the right. If you're looking at the front of them,
are you in reference to the three Chili's downtown that are all together
built out of the front of a Walmart?
All right. I think the drunk boy's asking you on a date.
I mean, sure, I'm still technically married to my last husband, but the paperwork should be going through in about another month. But, I mean, we are separated, so I guess if you want to take me out on a little date.
Well,
get the hell down from that tarantula right now, or I'm about to shoot you, you little dog. I can't wait for our date, Michael. I'm just so excited. Don't ever speak to my dogs like that again.
Oh, yeah? Well, what are you going to do?
Oh, well, just you wait.
Barbara,
why did you exude an energy up here?
Because I heard a bunch of laughter. I heard a bunch of talking. You know, me and David, we got into a fight, so I was taking half of the dogs on a walk, and then I just saw that you all were congregating in the back of Southern Jim's yard when I was walking by, and I felt a little left out. I felt a little hurt. I was like, what's wrong with Barbara? Why isn't anybody inviting Barbara to a backyard? That's all.
Barbara.
I think it's because you punch people.
Well, what? That's part of it.
Okay, I'm gonna lay down.
Part of it.
Oh, Jesus. He's gone, huh? Barbara. He's just dead.
Yeah. Here, take one of these gloves. You're going to help pick up spider shit with me, okay? This we'll bond all right. over this.
All right. You know what? I'm fine. I have nothing to do today. Sure. Sure.
All right. We're going to clean tank A4. That's next on the list.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Her name's Penelope. You be careful with that one now.
Oh. Honestly, it's a lot like Poonelope. This spider.
Oh, that's
a
good
of
one. You know, that's why I keep you around, Clara. You're just so funny. Oh,
it's my first day, you know.
You're doing great, sweetheart. Man,
I don't know about Michael, though. He's just passed out in the grass. Is that okay? That's got to be
okay,
right?
Yeah, he's looking a little. He's looking. I mean, his breathing's getting a little bit more shallow, but I think he's. Oh, hey, let me kick him. All right. All right, he's still alive. Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah, he's still there. All right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So.
The tarantulas told me that Taco Nook is stuck in a well.
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Tucker? Tucker's stuck in a well?
Tucker is stuck in a well?
Yeah, but I might just be making a reference to an old TV show about a dog.
Okay,
well, we should go find out.
Yeah, let's not
lead
just
the way,
assume.
Tarantulas.
Yeah, let's definitely not assume that this is just a TV reference and accidentally let Tucker die in a well, in the neighborhood well.
Well, two of us should at least go check and make sure that Tucker is not stuck in a well. I cannot live with that on my conscience.
Mm-mm. I'm on it. Mm-mm. I got
well,
this.
Maybe Michael should stay back, but maybe Clara and Barbara, can you guys go check? I'll get the poop. I'll square the tarantula poop away. You guys want to go check if there's Tucker stuck in a whale?
Sure. Let's. Yeah.
Oh, sure. I guess I'm not doing anything fancy anyway.
Can we just get a little spider silk? If we got to pull him out, can you make him squeeze some out for us or something? We need rope just in case.
Yeah. So take Penelope. You can pick her up. She's mm-hmm. one of the friendlier ones. Just give her a little boop, squeeze. A little bit of silk will come out. It should be long enough for you guys if you need to go to the well and rescue Tucker.
All right.
Yeah, just give her a little squeeze. Okay. She loves it, actually.
That's a lot of legs. Okay. Squeeze. Oh, God. Wow. This is like 70 feet of rope. That's great.
Yeah, she's a silker. We like to call her a silker. She loves the silk.
Oh, yeah, she's a thick girl. Real, that's a lot of silk. Thank you. Okay.
Oh,
Barbara,
yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Let's go all save right, the
all right,
boy.
You guys
in
go.
A well.
Yeah, sure. I'm not doing anything. I would love to just go save a child in a well. Whatever. Oh, Jesus, Clara. Why did we get stuck with each other?
I mean, well, we're not the owner of the tarantula farm, and we're also not the drunk guy in the grass there, so... I think it was just the Michael. the only two people that could really go.
I followed you guys.
Oh my God.
What?
He's behind us.
Michael.
Michael. I'm coming.
Michael.
I'm okay.
Are you? You're as
I'm
white
okay.
as a ghost. You look okay. like Casper.
It's At least fine. Stop crab walking behind us. It's so creepy.
Yeah. Why are you in that
I
position?
Can't.
You look like you're going to shit
can't.
Yourself.
Have you guys ever noticed how fast crabs move?
Fast.
Do you think maybe if humans adopted their mode of transportation that we would be able to increase our speed tenfold? So I'm doing that in case we have to get there faster to stop an emergency from happening. I'm going to save Tucker.
What?
Okay. Sure.
Lead the
All right,
way.
Come on, hurry up. Okay. Come on, we don't have time to lose if this freaking kid is drowning in a well here.
Wow, Mariah Carey is just riding Michael like he's some kind of a carriage.
Yeah, Mariah Carey, she's so strong, isn't she?
So strong.
Good job, darling. Oh my God, I love when she barks. I love when she barks. She's so cute.
Hey, what's the deal with this neighborhood, by the way? Why is it we still have open well sources? I thought the neighborhood switched over a couple of years ago to like a closed system.
I guess.
I'm pretty sure the well is in Jimmy's yard, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Fucking Jimmy.
Oh, God. That,
dude, you're right. You're right. He's the only property that has a well that's open still. All mm-hmm. right. Well, I see it just up on the horizon. Who wants to go first?
Sorry, what did you say?
The horizon.
Well, you see it?
Michael, a child might be drowning right now. Yeah.
This is no time for jokes.
You're right. I'm sorry.
No time. All right, Michael, you know what? You go first. You go first onto his property. The well is in the backyard. We'll follow you.
All right. All right, guys. I'm going to get... All right, Jimmy, I'm going to your well.
Don't go in the well. Oh, Jesus Christ. He's stuck in the well, too.
Okay.
Oh, my
God. We've got at least one small boy to save. Oh, God.
What, is Tucker down there? Is he? Do you see him? Do you see him down there?
Do you see Tucker?
Nope.
So it's just you stuck down there. A fully grown man's just stuck in a well now.
There's yeah, he just threw his own body coins. In. There's a gold coin?
I found a bag of gold coins, like a leprechaun might have.
Okay, I'm going to need you to...
bottom of the well.
Hold on. Can you get that? I need that.
Yeah.
Can you get that?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on tight. Okay. Okay, Barbara, I'm going to need you to tie that silk around my left foot, okay, around my ankle. I'm going. I'm going to grab him. And then you and all your dogs, all your pit bulls, you're gonna make a chain and pull us all up, okay?
All right. Well, there's only three of them out of the seven. Is that enough?
Well, I need the three of them, and I need you too, okay, Barbara?
All right. Jesus Christ, I'm not stupid. I understand what you're freaking saying to me, okay?
Okay, and if you see Jimmy, though, if you see him, you've got to stall, okay? Because we all know.
All right.
We all know Jimmy is an unsavory character in this neighborhood that we
it's
do not want to get in the bad side of, okay?
And he owes me money for a cable bill, but yes, I understand. All right, just get down there, get going, before the little pretty boy drowns.
Oh, God, another death in the neighborhood. We can't handle that. How are we going to ever sell that house again?
Oh, Jesus, we're not. All right.
Okay, let me tie the silk around my leg. Hold on.
Okay. I mean, the dusk is approaching, so Jimmy might come out. Dusk, you know, dusk is his favorite time of day.
Okay, Barbara.
Yeah.
Your face is so soft.
I know. I moisturize.
I can tell.
Thank you.
I need you to know if I don't come back, if I cannot save Michael, please tell my children.
All right,
that
I don't really
remember
care.
All of them. Okay.
All right. Just
okay, I'll just go
there.
In.
Jesus Christ, I don't care.
Okay. Okay. Whatever.
Bye,
Michael.
Oh Jesus, she just went. Oh, I hear a little splatter. Oh my God, is that Jimmy?
Hey Barbara, did she? Did she jump down the well? Yeah, sorry.
What?
It turns out at the bottom of the well is a secret door that leads directly to my office in my house that just opened up. Apparently, there was a secret bookshelf there the whole time. A little concerning. It was kind of built like a Gothic cathedral in there. Definitely sobered me up, though.
Oh, my God.
Where'd Clara go?
Clara jumped in. She jumped into the well, and me and the Pipples are carrying the string that's holding her.
You should probably pull her back up. It was nasty
down
there.
I'm
going to
drop her,
actually.
I'm going to fucking drop her.
No, don't do that.
I'm going to drop her. I feel like
I'll give me the rope. Give me the rope.
Well, fine, pretty boy.
Okay. Yeah, don't. All right. I'm pulling up.
Oh, my God. I see Jimmy. Jimmy's right behind you.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, not right now.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, you owe me for the cable bill. Hmm? Yeah, how about that $300 cable bill or whatever it was?
Got her.
Jimmy.
Michael.
Oh, Jimmy went back inside, okay? Whew.
All right, I've got the bag. Did you see the secret passage down there?
Yeah, you guys dropped me in, and then I was started to go through the passage, and then you pulled me out.
No. You jumped in.
Okay,
in. Let's get it right, Clara. You jumped in.
Barbara, I jumped in to save little Michael's life. Mm-hmm. I was dangling there because his body wasn't there. And then you dropped me in all the way. I hit the water.
I did.
Started to go underneath and find the secret passageway. And then I got yanked out of it right as I was about to go home safely. Jesus Christ.
Sorry about that.
So we have secret passages. We also have Fran Dressa dresses and ritual, satanic rituals going on. I don't see what the big hoopla is. Why are you trying to make a big deal out of things?
Well, when you think about it, I didn't know about that secret passage. How many other secret passages are there around here? I've heard about...
I didn't know that either.
Kyle's got some passages. I know he has one in my house with that guinea pig found, but yeah. I thought it was just a Kyle thing.
Yeah, I didn't know that Jimmy had a passage into my house.
You know what we need to do? We need to sneak into Jimmy's house and find out what his deal is, because I'm sick of it and I want my $300 back for the cable bill.
Well, I have some good news on that. That bag of gold coins, look what it says on the front. Cable bill repayment bag.
What? What?
He embroidered that himself, too, it looks like.
Are
right?
You
like,
that's serious?
This is a nice bag. Yeah, and it's just full of gold coins, I think, from like
that's
the 1600s.
Mine. That's freaking mine. Me and David's.
Doesn't everybody, doesn't Jimmy owe everybody money?
He owes me the most.
I'm pretty sure he owes Southern Jim $1,500.
Yeah.
Okay,
why don't I put
Clara.
This? Why don't
All
we bring
right,
this back
Barbara.
To Southern Jim?
Yeah.
And then he can disperse it, right? He's the de facto leader of the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, he really right? is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. We just elected him, Lita. That's fine with me. God forbid it could be Barbara. God for freaking bid it. Sure, it's Southern Jim.
I mean, Barbara, you're kind of like you're too cool to be like the de facto leader. You're like the cool edgy one, like the bad cop. You know?
Whatever.
Like,
you know what? I'm
cannon.
Walking away. I'm okay. done with this. I'm taking my pit bulls. I'm going home. Let's go, Mariah Carey and Martha Stewart and whatever else I named you things.
Dog.
Dog.
It's
yeah. dog. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Just hope you out there. Oh, well, okay, bye.
You know, Claire, I think we learned something today.
Did
I think we learned
Michael?
That a creepy man who lives in your neighborhood will eventually repay his debts in gold coins. That's kind of a lose. Don't drink double whiskey. Don't drink double vodka. How's that? Is that a good one?
Yeah, I think maybe don't drink double vodka. Think that you can listen to spiders and think that a small boy is stuck in a well might be a better lesson for today. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel ashamed of this one.
Well, now you know how we all feel. We all make mistakes, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go do more double vodka.
All right. Yep.